turn your radio on, turn your radio on. Turn your radio on,
turn your radio on,
and listen to the music in the air. Turn your radio on,
turn your radio on.
Heaven's glory share, heaven's glory share. Turn your lights down low,
turn your lights down low,
and listen to the master's radio. Get in touch with God,
get in touch with God.
Turn your radio on,
turn your radio on.
Come and listen in to the Gloryland Chorus. Listen to the glad hosannas roll. Turn your radio on.
Turn your radio on.
Turn your radio on.
Turn your radio on.
Get a little taste of love eternal. Get a little heaven in your soul.
We're getting closer to God, aren't we, with our tower?
We are. Now, folks have been having a hard time turning that radio on because the new tower is being built for 91.7.
Higher and higher.
And joining us on his way to the hill and the tower this morning, station engineer Dan Haug, joining us as he's driving over. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning, folks.
Thanks for being with us. Okay.
Yeah, so I have to open with a Minnesota Wild story. Yesterday morning, one of the crew members who is not from Minnesota was all excited to talk to a native Minnesotan about Minnesota Wild hockey.
Oh,
and I had to inform him that he's talking to the most sports illiterate male in Minnesota. And you could just see his crushing disappointment. But
well, give him Scott's cell phone number and Scott can fill in for you. And I did want to send some condolences. Sounds like you lost a cordless drill, huh?
Oh.
Yeah. it gave up its life in a valiant effort. It literally started smoking and crackling inside. I think it was on fire. So, but
all right. So, for people who don't know, why haven't they been able to hear 91.7? What you doing? How's it going?
Right. So we are replacing the existing, what was the existing KAXE tower out by Trout Lake in Grand Rapids. Replacing it with a 500-foot tower, and so we're in the middle of that. While people couldn't hear us since about the beginning of October, we're broadcasting with a small, small signal right from the studio, about 4,000 watts. It covers the city of Grand Rapids, and that's about it. Hopefully, by this upcoming Friday, we'll be turning on the new transmitter, the new tower, the new building, and folks will be able to hear us probably better than they ever have been before. So it's been an exciting project. I think folks need to know as we draw to the end of this kind of what happened at the beginning, that it was a combination of listener support and a lot of planning and financial acumen from our former general manager, Maggie Montgomery, who raised about $1 million for this project. And so we are going to be finishing this project, having spent all of that, plus probably a little bit more, free and clear. So the nice thing is we don't owe anything on this. And it's been a well-needed upgrade for our infrastructure that was literally in danger of failing, with an old mouse and snake infested building and an old transmitter that we had to buy parts on eBay for, and it's all brand new and shiny now.
Dan,
and
I always
things
think,
are going. Go ahead.
I just think of all the years, 40 plus years, we've heard from people in Brainerd and Virginia, Cook, and northern and southern Cooch County. All, you know, we're a radio station for a lot of those small towns and townships, and now how they can expect a little better signal, can't they?
Yeah, I mean, there's no telling what our signal was before. They do what they call pattern studies, and because of the very strange nature of our antenna interleaved with another antenna, we don't know. There was going to be some areas that would get a really strong signal and others with a really poor signal. This will be a lot more uniform. The tower is taller. The transmitter is new and better, and our processor is brand new. It should actually, I expect that just about everyone will have a better signal. So,
So, Dan, you know, in case people think this is like you pounding a tower together and just putting it up, this project involves so much red tape, and I don't want to give you more PTSD than you already have or will have, but it involves county, state, federal government. Can you kind of give us an overview of like all the hoops, all the things you had to go through? Not all of them, because I really don't want to do that to you, but just so people understand, like, it's not an easy task to take on.
No, so we had a state bond that funded about half of this. And in order to spend the state bond, we had to go through a government entity, which Itasca County was incredibly gracious and generous by offering to be the fiscal intermediary. And I really have to single out Corey Cease with the Land Department. They have been phenomenal through this whole process, doing everything from having us be able to purchase the a small chunk of the tax forfeit land that the tower is on, to putting up with tons of red tape, attorney time. It's been incredible. So this project has been going on for 3 years, and I'm going to blame state bureaucracy. We haven't been able to spend money until this April. And so it was full speed ahead from this April on. And as I say, Itasca County, actually, and the local businesses have been great. Northern Industrial Erectors bent over backwards. Mike Malum of Malum Hauling rebuilt the Tower Road, which was literally impassable with a four-wheel drive vehicle. And we now can get cement trucks up there and construction cranes. People have really come together for this. So it's been really rewarding to see just the cooperation at the county level and in the individual contractors. The tower crew, I am not on the tower. We have to make that clear. I have what we call a rational fear of heights. And so you've got these young guys, these 20, 30, 40-something-year-olds that climb the tower like monkeys. And the tower's at full height now. The antennas are mounted. The feed line is mounted. We're finishing up the lighting and hanging some antennas for the ham club, which we're allowing to have space on our tower because of the public service they provide. We have some microwave antennas to mount and get working yet. So there's a lot to do yet, but it's coming along well. And hopefully, fingers crossed, Friday should be a big day. So.
Well, Dan, we can't thank you enough. Thanks for the update, and good luck today.
Yep, it should be another productive day.
Sounds good. Thanks, Dan.
Yep, bye-bye.
Dan Haug, our station engineer. If you have questions you want us to answer for you, thank you so much for donating to this tower project. So the future of KEXE is certain and KBXE. You can send your questions to comments at kexe.org. Thank you again for making this possible.